Well, looking back at sort of more contemporary science now, scientists at Harvard have potentially come up with a way to treat at least mice, if not possibly humans, with muscular dystrophy. This is a degenerative condition of your muscles, which is carried on the X chromosome. So you inherit this from your mother, and you tend to get an excess of affected males, because men only have one X chromosome, because their genes are XY. So if you have a defective gene on the X chromosome, you have no counterpart to make up for that. Women, fortunately, have two X chromosomes, so if they have a defective gene on one of them, the other chromosome can make up for the shortfall. So, unfortunately, us guys draw the short straw here. But muscular dystrophy is caused by the loss of a gene called dystrophin. It's one of the biggest genes in the body, and it forms a cellular press stud, if you like, on the walls of muscle cells, which anchor the contractile filaments that make the muscle contract to the side of the cell. And if you don't have a working copy of that gene, then the cells deteriorate over time, and this leads to progressive loss of muscle and loss of muscle function. And this causes people to become disabled over time. How can we make this good? Well, what Amy Wagers and her team have done is to uncover from mice a population of stem cells in adult muscle, which are called satellite cells. Now, we've known about these satellite cells for some time, but what they've managed to do is to pinpoint a particular group of markers which are on the surface of these cells. That means they can selectively pick out certain ones of these satellite cells that can turn into new muscle. Because people thought in the old days that the muscle you were born with was the muscle that you had to make last a lifetime, and if you damaged that muscle, you'd lost it. But now it turns out that's not actually true, and these stem cells can turn into muscle. And so by taking a purified stock of these particular satellite cells, using the markers they've identified, they then injected those cells back into mice which had the rodent equivalent of muscular dystrophy, and they found that over just 4 weeks, they were able to rescue a muscle. And in the mouse's back leg, for example, 94% of the muscle fibres were replaced by these stem cells. And what that meant is that the force that that muscle was able to produce went up by a factor of sixfold to near normal levels. So it shows that, although they're not saying that in this paper that's in Cell this week, that this is going to be the cure for muscular dystrophy, they're saying we can identify what these stem cells are, we can purify them, and we can enable them to integrate into muscle and make good damage.
So, in theory, would you have to take cells out of your body, out of someone who's affected his body, then mend them somehow with some kind of process, and then grow them up and then inject them back?
One possibility is that you either make good the damage to that person's own gene and then put their satellite cells back in. Another is that you have a pool of these satellite cells which are in some way made genetically compatible with the individual, maybe a bit futuristic, but that's possible, and you'd then inject them. And because a muscle is what's called a syncytium, so in your body you have separate cells in some tissues and other tissues, like muscle, you have all of the muscle cells merged together to form one giant cell, so they share their genetic material. And this means that you wouldn't have to hit every single cell, you just put a few of these stem cells in, they merge into the bulk of the muscle, and they transfer healthy copies of their genes into that cell, and this enables the cell to make up for the deficit of the dystrophin protein that was missing before.
Brilliant.